Blog Talk Radio.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it. Yo, no matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a pit. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The Asian police lying, trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets, fresh from the pen. Come on home to a laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out, trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same, from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderer. Police out of control, seeking inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting. Our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of youth in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashing in your saving? Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. The same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, the same or worse oppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ear, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mothers shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love done packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and we still see no justice.
Blog Talk, Blog Talk Radio, this is your boy Tafara XL, and it's the Block Report. Today's Friday, and it's Forward Thinking Friday, and we're on and popping. The call-in number is 929-477-3093, and we'd like you to call in. The first song you heard, our intro song in New York, of course, I told y'all that's going to be in the manifestation tape, and we'll be dropping that soon. Excuse me, y'all. Gotta clear my throat. My voice is sounding kind of crazy here. All right, try to get my silky, sultry voice on or something, or my radio voice. Anyway, so Blog Talk Radio, it's the Block Report with Tafara XL, and we're here for the Forward Friday Thinking Show, and we'd like to. We got a few things that I'm going to go into. Hold on, if I sound like I'm a little distracted, it's because I'm trying to get some messages out over there on social media. over about that the show is on, let everybody know. And so that's what's going on. Yeah, so anyway, so it's a Forward Friday Thinking Show, Forward Thinking Friday Show, and while the weekend is here, this afternoon, and we got a couple things. The show we're going to be talking about is the 12 Laws of Karma, and I came across this video, and you can find the video on my, on my social media, which is on, if you go to the Block Report, facebook.com/TheBlockReport, you'll be able to see the, you'll be able to see the video with the 12 Laws of Karma, and, you know, and you can check it out for yourself and check them out as I'm going to read them, as I'm going to read them to you. But we're going to go over there, we're going to talk about it, and get into it, these 12 Laws of Karma. I just have one question for y'all, though. I just have one question for y'all that I want to know, and I need to know the answer to this question before we continue. And here's the question.
Come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
So don't be ashamed, y'all, you know what I'm saying? If you down with what I'm doing, then we cool. If you're not, then shut your ass up. Let's, like my uncle just said right there, and keep it moving. So we're going to be talking about the 12 Laws of Karma. Also, I want to go ahead, we want to do a little report and a little checkup on y'all. I want to find out from y'all if y'all are making progress. And with these shows, because I've been dropping a lot of stuff with as far as self-help, dropping little jewels and wisdom across over the last couple months or so, or whatever, doing these shows, and I want y'all to just know, you don't have to tell me, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to answer to me and let me know if you've been making any progress, but it's something that you should be asking yourself, and should be asking yourself these questions: are you making daily progress? And if not daily, are you making weekly progress, or are you making monthly progress? So what you should be doing is taking an inventory, and taking into account whether or not you've been making progress in any particular area of your life that you feel you need to either improve on, or where you want to see some, even if you don't feel you need to improve on it, that you just want to see some improvement in that area. So I want to encourage you to take that inventory and check and see, are you making progress in any areas that you may be working on and developing on? And it's always a good thing to do that, to take account and take that inventory so that you can see if you're going somewhere. Because if you don't take this inventory, and while you're going about your day, doing whatever you're doing, or, you know, your life and everything, then at some point, you know, you can lose grasp, and it could slip away from you, and then you don't see what you're in it for. You got to always be in it for something, you know, and you got to know what you're in it for, and what you're hustling for, and what you're working for, and what you're doing things for. And if you don't take time to do an account, an inventory, then you can lose sight of what you're doing everything for, and then it can become depressed and then confused and or whatever, especially if you don't see any results from whatever you're doing. So you got to take stock, that inventory, see what you're doing is what you really want to do, and at least if you're doing it, for what purpose and what is the results that you're expecting out of it, that what you're doing. And keep that realistic view. So I just want to encourage you to do that. It's the Block Report Forward Thinking Friday Show with your host. I'm your host, Tafar IXL. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. As I said before, you can get the blog. You can find the Block Reports page on Facebook, facebook.com/TafarIXL. And that is a page, but that's for my artist page on Facebook. But facebook.com/TheBlockReport. As far as me, you can find me on, as I told you, that page, the artist page, facebook.com/TafariXL. But you can also find me on Instagram at TafariXL. You can find me on Twitter at TafariXL. And you can find me on ReverbNation.com, TafariXL. You go to ReverbNation.com and you can sign up with the mailing list, or you can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/TafariXL. Sign up there for the mailing list. That way you can receive, I send out, for folks that are on my mailing list, I send out a new song, a track, like every other week, and I send it out to my folks on the mailing list, and then, you know, you can support and everything on there and get down with the music stuff that I'm doing as well. As well, I've been talking to y'all, I mentioned that I'm going to just bring this up a little bit, and then we'll get back into most of what we're talking about as far as with the progress and everything and the questions and narratives we have for the show today. June 21st, I'll be in Harlem at St. Nicholas Park, and I'll be out there performing as well. So y'all can come out there and see me and check me out, especially if you're in the New York tri-state area or whatever. You can come out there, Harlem, if you're in the five boroughs and everything, and I'll be out there performing and everything. So just want to just put that out there real quick for y'all, let y'all know about that. Also, I should be having another single release coming soon. I've been talking to y'all about it, I know. It's just a couple things. Folks is working on the artwork and a couple other scenarios and situations. So it's a little bit delayed, but things is coming along. So no sweat. All right, now back into this with the show and the flow of that. Right, so here we are now. So I talked to y'all about y'all progress. So remember to do that inventory and take that account and check in to see what's going on with your progress. Now, I have another question for you guys. Do you believe in karma? Do you believe in karma? Now, karma is basically this, people say there's good karma and bad karma. Good karma is like, you know, if you do positive things, then it's supposed to result in good karma, which means that that positive things will come to you as well. So, the karma is that kind of that aura, this aura of your nature, and so, you know, of your nature and your character. So, you know, you receive good karma because of how you are and the how you are and your character and how you carry yourself and everything and the things that you do, your deeds. Bad karma is through your deeds as well, the things that you do. So if you're out there robbing and beating people or whatever, beating up women and stuff like that or whatever, robbing, raping, beating up women and old ladies or whatever, then you might receive karma for that in some sort of form of aggression. Usually a lot of times the karma will be something similar to whatever you did before. Kind of like they say every action has a reaction, or every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So whatever it is that you're putting out there, you receive the equal but opposite end of that in the karma. So it's equal but opposite because it's happening to you now. All right, now let's go. And we are about 15 minutes into the show. I think what I'm gonna play some music real quick, and then we're gonna go. Remember, the calling number is 929-477-3093. Call up. Press 1 if you want to join the conversation. But we're gonna go play this music real quick. I'm gonna play It Feels Like, and then when we come back from It Feels Like, then we're going to go into the 12 Laws of Karma. This is the Block Report with TafariXL on Blog Talk Radio. As I said, the caller number is 929-477-3093. Call up.
Yeah.
a far ride. Yo, yo, they wanna know how it feels? Let them know.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
The rhythm and rhyme, my truth revealed. They tried bottling me up like I was a pill. I'm harder to swallow and even harder to kill. Cold streets made me Iron Man, hard to steal. I spit nitroglycerin straight from the gut. The flow is righteous and I ain't switching up. Ever since the youngest, seeing life good and bad. My friend's mom hooked a crack, living without his dad. Going back and forth to jail, please accept this call. I need money quick, get a lawyer and bail. The trials and appeals, the wins and fails. It's hard to stand straight with the wind. Knocked out the sales, making it through while grandma prays. And hoping one day that her grandkids can say, through struggle and strife, the strong prevail. You can see it on them, but never know how it feels.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like
baby, I gotta let you know shit is real. Love and your feelings don't pay the bills. I know you was in love with it, want the thrills. And now that it's gone, there's a void to fill. You was supposed to keep it tight and warm. I was supposed to be loyal, stay royal. Then I started seeing some changes in you. That night we screwed and I already knew. You have been giving up my pussy to another, but you thought that I might never discover. You have played a good role, almost had me sold. Now that I know, bitch, you got to go. Make room for the next bitch to walk in the dough. I'm through talking, I ain't talking no more. Imagine me all broken up over some hoe, especially when she creeping with some other Joe.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
I'm kicking to you nothing but strictly facts, kid. Fuck the verbal cartwheels and the backflip. My life's right out of the movie The Last Dawn. On stage or off, I'm still a fucking phenom. To be armed is to be forewarned. Whether it's hail, fire, or windstorm, follow your heart and you can never go wrong. I'm still a soldier going to war through song.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Talk Radio, Block Report. This is the Block Report on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Tafari XL. So that was It Feels Like. That should be my next release coming out and very soon that I was talking about. So let's get to the 12 Laws of Karma. So what I want to tell you guys, what I want to get to, the call-in number is 929-477-3093, and I want to hear from you guys, so call in, press 1, and then I can bring you into the show. But if you just want to sit there, you know, sit back and I go ahead and I chop it up and break this thing down for you, then it's all good, you know. Let's see, so we're going to do the 12 Laws of Karma. Hold on a second, guys, hold on, let me get my flowing music on.
Manifest.
that isn't it. Excuse me, guys. Here goes the flowing music. All right, y'all. Okay, so here we go. We're going to talk about the 12 laws of karma. So the first law of this 12 laws of karma is the great law. Matter of fact, let me hold up. Now, I had discovered this thing. I never knew that there was a 12 laws of karma, but after I came across this video and I researched it, I Googled it and looked it up, and it's kind of a thing. It's a thing. Now, what I see from it is that there's a lot of things in here that are about how to deal with change and do it. Expect and work with change and all of that. So, and they seem to be little known laws of karma, right? So I'm not exactly sure where these came from, if somebody just made this up or whatever, but you guys can Google it, you know, because I never heard of it before, but I was just trying to give you guys something to, but I'm going to give you my perspective and my take on it, what these laws say. So let's go. The first law is the great law. Whatever we put into the universe will come back to us. Okay? Now, that's the same thing as, if you relate whatever we put into, if we give it a name, we call it energy. So if you put out negative vibes, negative energy, then whatever it is that you put out will come back to you. So let's say you're worrying about something, or you're worried about something or whatever. So what comes back to you, That energy will come back to you in a way where it will return what you were worried about. It'll make sure that happens. So whatever you put out, you get back. So for instance, if you're telling yourself, I can't do this, or I'm not going to be able to do it, if you're already thinking on that plane, that's where your level of thinking is at, and that's where you're concentrated, your thoughts are concentrated at, and your energy is concentrated at, is in this negative, pessimistic vibe, then what you will see, it won't even reciprocate it, but because you're in that vibe, that's what you'll see from whatever the results is that come back to you. So it's just like, I've been in situations like where, because I was already thinking negative of something, and then in the course, instead of me seeing the situation for what it was, what was actually happening, I already had my own basis and thought of the whole situation, so I could only see whatever happened there as being a negative while it was happening. When, in hindsight, I look back, there were positive situations being and openings and situations and opportunities for me to change whatever my circumstance and situation was and my thinking, but because I was so deep into my thinking of everything being negative at that point, I could only see the negative in what was happening. And there was no negative. Sometimes you end up creating the negative because you're already in a negative thinking mode. So that's what it means. Whatever we put into the universe will come back to us. So if you're putting in the negative thoughts or whatever, the negative thoughts will return back to you. And it doesn't matter what you see or what's going on, actually going on, it's going to come back to you. Everything, the way that you see it and view it, will be that. All right, so let's go law number two. So that's a good, before I go on, that's a good point, though, that I brought up, and y'all should really check it out, that it's not about, you know what I'm saying? It's that you put these negative thoughts and negative vibes in there. So what happens, the only thing is, it's sure to return to you. Universe, even though things have happened or whatever, it's just sure to return to you. Those same vibes and negative energy is going to come back to you. But it's your own, though. You know what I'm saying? It's your own. So it's just like it's not like somebody else is sending you negative vibes and energy. No, it's your same negative vibes and energy coming back to you. You put it out, so it returns back to you. So it's the same thing. So if you put out that positive energy and the positive vibes and thoughts, then those same positive thoughts will return to you, and it will manifest itself. And the thing with the positive is that, you see, even with the negative or positive, the negative, they can grow exponentially. And you got to think of, let me tell you this too, like, the mind doesn't choose what thoughts it has. It doesn't care. And you have to be careful of your thoughts and handle that. So I'll just say that on that. But let me go. The law of creation. Law 2. Life does not happen by itself. We need to make it happen. All right. So with that one, I go with, the thing is, I have this phrase that I say, there are two people in the world. Sometimes you can say it's three, but I relate it to just two. And I say there's two people in the world, those that make stuff happen and those that ask what happened. And then somebody will say there's three. I guess, well, you can add the third person, which is those that watch what happened. But I kind of lumped them into the group of those that ask what happened. The caller number is 929-477-3093. It's the Block Report with Tafara XL. And you know what? It's probably going to be a two-part show for this the 12 Laws of Karma, because I don't want to rush through each of these laws. And like I said, it's 12 of them, and I'm only up to the second one, and we almost done with the show. So I'm probably going to have to finish it up. I'll try to get through six of them, and then we'll do the other six on another episode. So, what was this here now? The law of creation, right? So, the thing is, you have to get started. Whatever it is that you're trying to get to happen and make happen, you have to get it started. You have to take the action and take the initiative to make it happen. So, it doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. You need to make it happen, all right? Otherwise, you're just sitting there being subjected to what is happening around you, but you're not really living. You see, you start living when you start making choices and decisions, and taking responsibility for what's happening. And we're going to get into that further into this laws of karma. Law of humility. Oh, let me finish this too. So, remember, I said by making decisions, but also I should say is taking chances and risks. But when you make decisions, that's what part of what you're doing. You're trying to see, you're taking the chance and the risk that it could be wrong. One must accept something in order to change it. That's the law of humility. So you must accept it. This is true for people who are into self-help. In order for you to change the circumstances to where you're at and you want to improve yourself, you must accept that you need improvement. You must accept that you need to level up and step your game up some in order for you to go about trying to change it. You must accept that you're overweight. You must accept that your body is not what you want it to be, or that you're not as healthy as you should be, so you need to change your diet, you need to exercise more, you must accept the reality of things and come to terms and be honest with yourself in order for you to change it, and that's humility. A lot of people, they don't know, they might know they need help, but they're in denial, and they don't take the steps to get the help or make the changes, the necessary changes. We're about to go into the last 15 minutes of the show, so if you're not on the air right now with me, you won't be able to get your question in. So we're going in. We got like 6 seconds left or whatever, and we're going to continue with the Forward Friday Thinking, 12 Laws of Karma, the Block Report to Far IXL. So we got, now we're up to Law 4, the Law of Growth. Our lives follow suit and suit. Like my music is really high. Yeah, it sounded like my music was really loud right there. Hope it wasn't blocking me out earlier. All right, so yeah, so when we change, the law of growth says when we change ourselves, our lives follow suit and change too. Now, changing yourself, you want to be, you know, what is to say? When we change ourselves, our lives follow suit and change too. So changing yourself is changing your perspective on things. Changing yourself is changing your perspective on things. Changing how you think and view things and situations and your reality around you. Changing how you do things. Let's say your routine is whatever sort of routine, and by whatever that routine is, because for instance, they have a phrase out there, I'll put it like this, and this ties into it, that habits determine your future. So whatever your habits are, that will determine your future. So whatever your routine is, and that you do out of habit, that will bring about your future. So that will bring about the change in your life. So if you change up your habits, then your future, your habits determine your future, then the trajectory of your life will also change. So let's take alcohol or drug abuse. If you're someone who abuses alcohol and drugs, then your life is going down a particular path. That path is determined by the abuse of the alcohol and drugs. But should you change your habits, and not abuse alcohol or drugs, your life can see a different trajectory and path because you've changed the habit now. You follow what I'm saying? So that's the law of growth, I believe. Hold on, I see a caller here. I'm going to let the caller in, and then we're going to go into, I'm going to take a couple more, I'm going to drop a couple more, of these laws, and then, like I said, I'm going to do six of them today, and then we'll do part two and go into the other six laws and whatnot, and let's get the caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air. This is the Block Report with Tafari XL. What's going on?
Hi, Tafari. I was just curious, what was the second law again?
The second law, let me get to the second law. I believe the second law is the law of creation. Yes, the law of creation.
All right. So that's what you think you make in your world.
Exactly.
Basically,
life does not happen by itself to make it happen.
Okay.
The law of creation is basically you have to make the action. You have to do something in order to get something to happen out of life. I want to build this house, and then the house happens. You have to go out and do and put in the legwork and the footwork to go ahead and go about getting that house built.
Right. But it also goes, that's about making something when you say building a house, but it also goes the other way about negativity happening in your life. So if you put in your money or your thought, well, which is money, basically, into something positive happening, that's what will happen. If you put it into something negative happening, that's what will happen, too. You know, I think about in the book of Job, when everything started falling down on him, he's like, yo, the thing I have feared has come upon me. Basically, if you have fear of something, that's an energy that's attracting that thing into your life. You know,
the desire for something will attract it into your life. I get you, yeah, but that's an attraction. This is creation. Create what happens to you in your life. So, although, yes, you create and have your own thoughts, and your thoughts will manifest in your life. Whatever you, for instance, whatever you think about the most or whatever, you can either you'll either become or it'll become a reality for you. But this is not, this is a law of creation. So what you're creating, what happens. It's like you can't just be in the game of life and not playing and not making any moves and things is going to happen for you. You have to do something about it. You have to make it happen.
It's
so
about being
think,
an active
I,
participant.
Right. It's
being
about
an
being
active
an active participant. Not just your thoughts. You get what I'm saying? So it's not
but
just a process
thinking,
on thoughts.
You're being an active participant.
You're taking action. You're taking action.
Even in thinking, you're taking action. Now, sometimes you got to.
No, you're not thinking.
Too,
listen,
even
this thinking,
in thinking,
this thinking.
You're taking.
Listen,
action.
Excuse me, caller. Excuse me, caller.
Yes.
You're not thinking. You're not thinking. You're taking action. Creation begins with a thought, but creation will die and live there if there is no action behind it. So you have to, and so will that thought. So life does not just happen. You need to make it happen, and you can't just make it happen by just thinking about it for certain things. If you can think about negative
things. But wait. On that note, then you're saying prayer doesn't help at all. Of course, what is prayer basically but thinking?
Well, I don't really have anything on that as far as, when, you know what I'm saying? Prayer, you can pray if you want to pray, if that's what you want. They say it's prayer,
but you
some
gotta
people
move
say
your
it's meditation. But
you gotta move your feet.
I have
I see what you're saying, you gotta move your feet too. So go ahead, you wanna
right,
keep moving, go on to the next one. You're on humility now or you on whatever you want. So I'm following you. Go ahead.
All right, caller. I'm gonna finish up my last two laws here. Thank you.
Later.
All right, so we're going into law five. Let's see, law five here. The law of responsibility. We must take responsibility for what is in our lives. Now, the whole thing is, you see, a lot of people, they don't want to take responsibility. They want to go ahead and put things they want to blame whatever their situation, put it on other people, or they want to be on some woe is me, and, you know, and ask why. Why is this happening to me? And if you took stock and looked at inventory and looked at the decisions and the moves you made, then you could see where and why things are what they are. So you have to take responsibility for the action or lack of action that you performed in the course of your life for why the situation is what it is. So you have to take responsibility for what is in your life. And once you do that, then you are taking control. So now you have the ability to change. You have the ability. You always have the ability. But until you do something like you take responsibility for what's going on, you accept it. You accept what it is. You accept your moves. You accept what you did. You accept that whatever challenges that you may have, and then you accept the responsibility for what you did or did not do to allow it to be what it is. Now you have. And you always have the power to change, but you don't activate it until you do these things. Okay? And our last law, not the last one, but the last one for today, is the law of connection. The past, present, and future are all connected. So, the law of connection, the past, present, and future are all connected. And basically, what your moves, if I relate it this way, because we can go into a higher metaphysical level on this note and into some, scientific physics type of situation to prove this. They have this out there, this information, but I'm going to try to keep it on a level that where where the general population can converse on it and absorb it. So the past, present, and future is connected, because if you look at it, your past moves that you made and did and decisions and choices affected your present and helped to create your present. And as I said, your habits determine your future. So if you had habits in the past that caused for a situation or that caused for your life to turn a certain way and become a certain way, that's your present. So that's where it's at now. And if you're still using the same habits that you used in the past in the present, then your future will turn out as it is, which will be the same. It'll be, you know, whatever your present is, because it's so past, present, and future. So on those habits. So my whole thing is, we're going with these laws of karma to show you, that change is inevitable, and you must be able to accept and embrace change, adversity, and grow. And you must be looking to grow. Don't be afraid to grow and to change and to be challenged with whatever the situation is. So the past, present, and future is connected based on the fact that if what you're doing in the past, that what you did in the past brought you to your present. Now, if you continue doing what you did in the past, that will also be your future. However, if you, what you did in the past got you to the present, and you saw the good and the bad or whatever in your ways, and you accepted the responsibility, and you changed and you grew to what the decisions you made in your past that brought you to your present, and then you continue also on that same trajectory, it will also be the outcome of your future. So it can be good and bad that you can work, but whatever it is, you have to know that it's all connected. All right, y'all, so the show is we're just about done. And we'll bring this topic back. We'll bring part two. Look out for us on Sunday on the Super Sunday Music Mix Show. And I've been your host, Tafari XL. And this has been the Block Report on Blog Talk Radio. We're about to get out of here. I'm going to play our outro. And y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And we will talk Monday at 12 noon.
You see a man's face, but you don't know his thoughts. Everywhere you go, there's a man to say love, but never, 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 never take it to heart. For your heart is your heart, and your thoughts is your thoughts. So don't take you don't see his heart. You see a man's face, but you never know his thoughts. Everywhere you go, there's a man to say love. Never, 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 never take it to heart. For your heart is your heart, and your thought is your thought.